Okay, here's read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin elections officials are considering spending $800,000 to replace outdated equipment, update software, and further improve computer security as the state prepares for the 2020 presidential election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is also planning to introduce a program that would lend new computers to municipalities with outdated operating systems. Some of the systems are so old that they no longer receive security updates, and hundreds of them use Microsoft's Windows 7, which will no longer get free security updates after January 14th. Outside tonight, rain, likely lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 78 in Milwaukee, 73 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. As calls for gun reform grow louder, Wisconsin's Republicans still aren't hearing the cries. Senator Ron Johnson last week said he wouldn't support expanded background checks. The state's five Republican members of the House of Representatives have not commented on gun reform since the mass shootings last weekend and have declined to answer questions from the Journal Sentinel. And the Brewers lost to the Rangers yesterday, final score 1-0. They have today off, then start a two-game series with the Twins tomorrow at home. Outside tonight, rain, likely lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs around 78 in Milwaukee, 73 in Madison. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of rain and highs around 73 in Milwaukee, 67 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Presidential candidate Cory Booker was in Milwaukee yesterday. The U.S. Senator from New Jersey made a campaign stop at Sherman Phoenix in the Sherman Park neighborhood, where a couple hundred people showed up to hear him speak. Booker said the way to beat Donald Trump is to not make the campaign about him, but make it about the issues that voters care about, such as climate change, education, health care, and prescription drug prices. Booker pledged to fight the National Rifle Association and said the fight for gun control is about freedom. Freedom from fear, and freedom from violence. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, rain, likely lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs around 78 in Milwaukee, 73 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. School starts today for some Milwaukee Public School students. This is the third year of the district's early start calendar. 43 of MPS's 160 schools, including all of the high schools, will be back in session today. The rest of the students go back on September 3rd, the day after Labor Day. And more e-scooters are coming to Milwaukee. The city is expected to approve two more companies today to add fleets of the dockless scooters. Bird and Spin are the companies that will join the Lime scooters that are already on the streets. Each company is capped at 350 scooters for a total of 1,050. The scooters are part of a pilot program that runs through the end of this year. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.